Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, our Summer Memory Series is back, the first of 2025, where we chat to some well-known faces and familiar voices to reminisce about those summer days long ago. And today, architect and TV presenter Dermot Bannon is with me in studio today. Dermot, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
The sun is shining.
Well, it's the summer. Finally, it's started. Summer, yeah. Early days of June. Are you a summer person?
Yes. I love the summer. And yeah. I actually love early summer because I was born in May. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I nearly prefer this time of the summer than late August
right.
or the going back to school time and all of that. But no, I do. It's my favourite season.
Yeah. This is a busy time, though, I imagine, for you. You've a lot of work on, haven't you?
A lot of work on, yeah, because we're, what are we doing? Room to Improve.
Yeah, because that records now, doesn't
it? That records now. This is where we're doing all the designs and getting, well, actually, most of the designs are done. We're builders going to site.
Right.
So it's getting all the tenders out. Prices come back. They're double what you think they are.
No, this is a fun conversation now. We don't talk about anything serious unless you're going to tell us about the show.
Okay, now you're all stressed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I came in here to talk about summer holidays.
Yeah.
So what are you doing in work?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Are we going there already?
Yeah. Straight in. Straight two sentences in. Yeah. But you're flat out, basically.
Yes, yeah. Cortisol levels back up again. Thanks, Andrea. Brilliant. Summer. So, will you focus?
Summer.
Will you? Focus. Summer holidays.
Summer holidays.
Write it down.
Right. Okay, we will start at the very beginning. What is Dermot Bannon's first summer memory?
What is my first summer memory? Wexford. I spent practically every summer down in Wexford in my granny's house.
Oh, lovely.
On my granny's farm because... my mum was a teacher. I think nearly all of my aunts and uncles were teachers
right.
in some form or other. So they all had the long summer holidays.
Yeah.
It was a really slow pace of life.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this, how slow, we looked forward to Mass. Like, that's...
right.
That's how slow it was. No, but it was a lot of... Like the cousin, because it was my granny's house, cousins were in and out of the house, aunts and uncles were in and out of the house, visiting my granny and yeah. us and all that. So there was like dinners were maybe 2 or 3 hours long.
Wow.
Sitting around a table.
Like
talking.
Christmas Day nearly.
Yeah. Only not as much food. And then like the night times, I remember that like, because my mum and dad were, and my mum still is, and my dad unfortunately passed away, but my mum, cards. Right.
Oh.
And we used to play 110 and 25 and gin rummy and poker from a very, very young age. And my dad was quite a serious card player. So he would like when you were 6 or 7 or 8,
yeah.
he'd give it out to you for reneging on a card, you know. And we had this tiny little formica table. And I still remember there was chairs for some people and the rest of us had to sit on the floor. It was lovely. And it was now that, like we're still all really close because
yeah.
of it. Because if we I'd say if all of my cousins had lived in Dublin, we wouldn't have done the same.
Do you have a favourite when you think back, a best summer holiday?
As a young family, we always went to Lanzarote
yeah.
because it was really easy.
Yeah, yeah.
And now when I look back, they were kind of our favourite times, kind
oh,
of when
gosh.
The kids were small and you, again, doing very little. My holidays have always been about being around other people.
Right,
you know?
Okay. So, I was going to say, they're not chill, really doing nothing.
No, well, or it's talking, really. They are chill and doing nothing, but just kind of for me, like the idea of, like when I was younger, was just, like sitting in the sitting room for 3 hours having conversations with people and having the crack. That for me was pure bliss. And I suppose when that happened later in life with my own kids,
yeah.
you know, when we were away and just doing nothing kind of with them, they're my favourite times.
Will you go out to Sydney? I assume you will you, at some point to see your daughter?
Yeah, well, she's 21 in January, so hopefully we'll go out then.
At the birthday?
Yeah.
21st?
Yeah.
Did you have a summer job then in between?
Always. So yeah. as soon as I could, I had a summer job. So the first summer job I ever had was packing bags in Peter's Supermarket in Malahide. So I used to stand behind the cashiers
yeah.
and I used to get £1 an hour. In old money.
Right.
I know. I remember my first paycheck, I did a whole weekend and I got £24. And then I always, you see, I think the laws were a bit more lax.
Oh,
back
yeah.
then. So you could, so I think I was about 12 when I started doing that job. So,
yeah.
And then I remember when I was in secondary school, there was a ski trip. It was the first ski trip ever in
school.
And I said to my parents, I'd love to go on it. And they said, that's fine, as long as you pay for it yourself or you get a job or whatever.
Mm.
And I did. And one summer, this was actually my most productive summer. I worked in the supermarket at the weekends, packing bags, right? I got a job in the pub during the week, collecting glasses and sweeping up the yard every morning and sorting out all the bottles. And then at nighttime, I made ice cream. Okay.
He's Dermot, you were flat out.
I used to sell it in the supermarket. So the
own Dermot Bannon ice cream.
My own Dermot Bannon ice cream. I used to make strawberry ice cream and I used to sell. So that was, and I got enough money to pay for the trip.
Yeah.
I got my spending money and I had enough money to buy a stereo. And I always remember I bought the stereo and left it in the box for a month because none of my friends had anything like it and I kind of felt guilty for having it.
Oh, Dermot. Were you a Gaeltacht person?
No.
No, never went to the Gaeltacht.
No, you see, because we always went to my granny's house and it was always holidays in Ireland, except for a couple of years I lived in Cairo. And that was work. My dad was sent out to Cairo. He was a horticulturalist.
Okay.
And so we lived out there. So my Irish was never great.
Yeah.
Because I missed...
Jeez,
you're from Donegal.
I know, and people always think I have fluent Irish. Don't
just
at all.
Say
it's
just
desperate.
You sound. Like
I should lie.
You should. Say, you
yeah,
sound
I should
like
lie
you
more. You're right. Yeah. Now, it doesn't sound like you need to win the lotto with all these summer jobs you had making ice cream. But if you were to win the lotto, do you have like a dream holiday destination that one day you would love to go to?
If a holiday for me has to be chilling out, relaxing, doing nothing, and with that, if I was to dream of any place is okay for me, as long as the weather is okay.
Yeah,
a small village that has a couple of restaurants, maybe a bar, and a beach. That's all. To go sea swimming. That's all I require. And
right.
I actually, when I go away on holidays, I love, because my life is so hectic. I actually like routines. I like getting up, going for a walk in the morning. I like doing the same thing over day.
Okay,
because that's like my. It's like 2 weeks of meditation, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Just doing the same thing over, and it kind of gets rid of all that stress out of me. But the other part of me loves travel. Myself, my wife, like when we were younger, before kids, we always booked a flight to one airport and a flight home from another airport and had no idea where we were going.
Stop.
We did it in America. Oh, it was brilliant. We did one summer. We flew into San Diego in Southern California.
Yeah.
And our flight 3 weeks later was from San Francisco. And we had...
That would stress the life out of me. So you have no idea what you're going to do for 3 weeks later.
And your phone had buttons on it, so it had no internet. So,
Dermot.
So we had a guidebook and lots of kind of... We got into a little routine. We'd go out always for a big breakfast every morning because we traveled then during the day. We'd go out for a big breakfast and we'd chat to people and say, where's really cool? Like if we were to go, say, 15, 20 miles up the road, where's good? And they'd always, you have to go to this place. Some of it wasn't great. Some of it were amazing, some of the suggestions. And then we had a Motel 6 directory and we'd just phone and motels closest and we'd stay there overnight. It was great. We didn't even pack the suitcases. I used to open the boot of the car and just throw things up from the back. You know, in the motels, think Ozark or somewhere like that and throw
this
things
is like
from
chaos.
The back.
Yeah, total chaos.
But some of the places, like for me, California was not about cities. Like we spent 2 days in LA and we were out there. We did Venice Beach and we did Malibu and Santa Monica.
A lot of LA is a bit of a kip.
It's an awful kip. And they're having a tough time.
But I
kind of understand LA now, going back filming there years later. But my first impression wasn't great.
No.
Loved San Francisco. But what I loved about California was the coast, the Pacific Coast Highway we drove. We drove to the Grand Canyon, actually, which was 7 hours. Watching the sun rise over the Grand Canyon was probably one of the best experiences on holidays I've ever had.
I have one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me.
Out of a helicopter.
I've been to Vegas 3 times, I'd say. The first time we went to the Grand Canyon, the one thing, I was the one that in the group of girls who was, I insisted, made such a fuss about it that everybody had to go on this trip to the Grand Canyon for fear we might never be back on this.
Yeah.
You know, we're there on a girls trip for probably a week. I can't even begin to think of the amount of partying and boozing and the whole lot that went on. But I insisted that the one tourist thing everybody was doing was
the Grand Canyon.
And sure, like we've been out till, I don't know what time of the morning, back to the hotel, quickly changed, go to the airport, getting this. I slept the whole way.
Did you miss it?
I woke up in the Grand Canyon. I woke up in it. The entire over the hut. The girls did nothing but take the absolute rip out of me for the whole holiday about the fuss I made and insisting everybody to go on this trip. And I slept.
You slept the
Just
whole
woke
way
up in the Grand Canyon.
And it was your idea.
So, it was my idea. Everybody else said it was beautiful though.
It is. And it is. Take your breath away. I'll describe it to you now.
Yeah.
If I had pictures on my phone, I could show you.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Your favourite person to holiday with?
My favourite person to holiday with is my wife, because we had great trips before the kids.
Yeah.
And actually,
it sounds like you're both great, like adventurer, you know, exploring
we do.
Type
and,
people.
And she's brilliant at this, because Louise used to work in the travel industry for a while, so she is really brilliant. good at kind of getting accommodation. She's really good at booking flights. She's really good at, whereas I'm
logistics.
The kind of the push person, come on, we'll do this, we'll jump off this rock. I'm the person when we get there, I force her to kind of, come on, come on, come on. When we do go in, because like we've massive age gaps in our kids. So my eldest is 20, my youngest is still 12. So I have college, secondary school and primary school.
Right.
Because that we've been kind of raising kids for a long time, we don't get that many holidays on our own. And when we do go away, we went to Paris a year and a half ago for a couple. But it actually reminded me this is what it was like when we
were you just throwing clothes into the boot of the car and no bag?
Kind of, yeah, but we just wandered Paris for three days.
Which is very easily done.
And I found we both kind of liked doing the same thing. Whereas I, you know, you have to have that... Like the two of us like loved just wandering and with no destinations. And we always did that. We always just loved exploring without having a purpose, you know, because I think if you have to see this, you have to
tick
see
box.
It. Yeah.
Like, I've been to LA.
I've been to LA three times and I've never seen the Hollywood sign. And I don't care if I ever do. Never done the Sunset Boulevard thing, whatever.
What?
I don't.
Celebrity houses.
No. And I've no interest. Like, you know, you were saying, what's your favorite summer holiday? Like, I've no interest. If you were to ask me where I'd love to go, Japan, it's the last place on my bucket list. But I've no interest in going to places that are thronged with tourists and like going to Venice now during the summer. But I've been.
I'm only back.
It was probably early summer.
It is, but it's still pretty busy. Before I let you go, top three things you cannot holiday without.
Oh, swimming togs.
Are you a reader?
Yes. Only on holidays, actually, because I don't get much time. So a good book. Pair of sunglasses and swimming togs.
You're easily sorted.
Very easily sorted.
And your favourite holiday song, what does it remind you of?
Oh my God.
We're going to let you play out the show today with your favourite.
I have a kind of one that would be a bit cooler and I have one that is very cheesy. It was cheesy at the time, but
that's okay.
I think it stood the test of time. Well, we go with that one. I'm going to be slagged now because even when I say the name of the band, right, but there is a reason behind it. So do you remember I described the cousins? Well, one of my cousins down in Wexford in Gustron, I'll give them a shout out, had a video player, right? When nobody had one, right? They only had one video, I think, one summer, and it was called Cratty Kid. You probably don't remember.
I do remember the Cratty Kid.
And there was a
song. I was a big fan of it.
There was a song in the middle of it. Because we watched that video so many times, and every time I hear that song now on the radio, it reminds me of summer. It reminds me of beaches in Wexford. It reminds me of the Cratty Kid, cousins, the whole lot. And it's Bananarama, Cruel Summer.
And I do know it.
My favourite, just, I have to give myself a bit of credibility here, but my favourite summer song is Islands in the Sun by Weezer. And do you know what I still do? This is really embarrassing, right? But if that song comes on the radio, because it doesn't come on very often, I turn it up really loud. And sometimes when I'm at traffic lights, I have to pull up the
window for fear the car beside you'll hear you. Before we play out with Dermot Bannon's
Bananarama.
Favorite,
you have to do that one.
Yeah,
Dermot,
is a summer tune. Have you plans for this summer?
We're heading off to Portugal for a couple of weeks with the kids. And before that, actually, I'm doing the climb, actually, in Kirkpatrick on the 28th of June. So this nearly a year ago, a special person to our family, he was my son's teacher, James McNeave, passed away in a car crash. So his family are doing Five Peaks and I'm doing the last one with him, which is Kirkpatrick on the 28th.
Fantastic. Of June.
It's coming up. So anybody who wants to join us, we're doing it on the 28th of June. I'll be kind of starting at 9:30 in the morning. If not, it's the James McNeave Foundation. If you want to make a little donation, there's loads of charities that his family are trying to raise money for all over Ireland.
Yeah, well, a nice thing to do and a nice thing to do during the summer. Best luck to all involved there. Dermot Bannon, it's been a pleasure as always.
Thank you, Andrea.
Yeah, thanks a million for sharing your summer memories with us. We will leave you with Dermot Bannon's very favourite summer tune.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.